we learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutes. The Gemara begins with Tesili. It begins with a variety of Amoraim saying that they deserve special schar for being careful about certain mitzvos, including the mitzvah of eating three meals on Shabbos, not walking Dalet Amos without a head covering, without tefillin, without tzitzis, making parties for people who finish Masechta. That was Abaye. Abaye in particular said that every time he would see one of the Rabbanon who finished it was Messiah Masechta, he would make a party for him, he would make a Siyum Masechta for him, and not sleeping until coming up with an argument to support a Talmud Chacham in a court case, all of these various hanhagos tovos that they thought that they deserved a special schar for. The Gemara then records that various Amoraim would prepare for Shabbos in different ways, by dressing up specially for Shabbos, preparing special food for Shabbos, singeing the head of an animal, and preparing certain types of fish, and they prepared for Shabbos as if important guests were coming. Even if no important guests were coming, Shabbos was coming, and that was enough. The Gemara tells the very famous story about Yosef Mokir Shabi. The reward for covered Shabbos is demonstrated by this story of this fellow Yosef, who was known for the special cover he showed for Shabbos, and a wealthy guy feared the prediction of an astrologer that Yosef was going to get all of his money, so he invested all of his money in a pearl and he put it in a hat, and as he was going over a bridge, the wind blew and blew off his hat, and the fish swallowed the pearl, and someone caught the fish right before Shabbos at a time that only Yosef Mokir Shabi would still be buying fish, because he's still looking for the best food that he could possibly eat for Shabbos. So he bought the fish, he opened the fish, and he found the pearl, and he sold it for some massive amount of gold that the Gemara describes. The Gemara then says that he who honors Shabbos, Shabbos pays him back. That Shabbos paid back Yosef Mokir Shabi in spades for the honor he had shown Shabbos. Then the Gemara tells us that there are various skulos for wealth. Ashirim Sheberet Yisrael B'mahin Zochin. How do people become Ashirim in Eretz Yisrael? Because they give meiser. They make sure to give all the meisers, and that is Aser B'shul Shetisasher, and that's a school for wealth. What about in Bavel B'mahin Zochin? It's because they honor Torah. What about in Shara Ratzos? So in the rest of the world, it's for honoring Shabbos, and that's a school for wealth also, and that's also demonstrated by a story of a person who had this incredibly elaborate, expensive table, and he was asked, what were you Zochin to have this table? What did you do to be Zochin to have this table? He said, well, I'm a butcher, and every time I come across a good piece of meat, I say, this should be L'Kavod Shabbos, and for that, he deserved this great schar of having this incredible wealth. There seems to be machlok samurayim, even though Tosfos says not really machlokas. What's the best way to honor Shabbos? Is it better to have your meal a little earlier to show that you're anxious to have the meal, or better to have it a little bit later, like Shmuel says, to become good and hungry so that you'll enjoy the meal more, and that way you'll honor Shabbos more? Gemara goes on to say, "Kol mispalel be'erev Shabbos omer vayichulu." Anyone who says the paragraph of vayichulu on Friday night, according to Rav Hamnuna, is considered kilu nasa shutuf laKadosh Baruch Hu b'masa bereishis. He's considered a partner in the creation of the world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And according to Marukva, Shnei Malachi Asharis HaMelavim Lo Adam, the two Malachim that accompany a person, give him a special bracha. They put both their hands on his head and they give him a bracha. And the Gemara says that a good Malach and a bad Malach accompany a person home from Shul on Friday night, and if the table is set and everything is ready to go for Shabbos, so the good Malach says that next week it should be like this, and the bad Malach is forced to say amen to that bracha. And if everything is not set, the bad Malach says that next week it should be like this, and the good Malach is forced to say amen to that bracha. After speaking about setting a table before Shabbos, the Gemara goes on to tell us about setting a table for Malav Malka after Shabbos, and recommends particular foods for Malav Malka. Hot water and hot bread are very therapeutic, and that should be part of the menu for Malav Malka. Rabbi Avo would always eat the kidney of a specially prepared igla tilta, a third-born choicest calf. That was his hanhaga, that he would dafki eat that from Malav Malka. Then the Gemara tells us a little bit about Yeheshmei Rabba. Kala'ona amen Yeheshmei Rabba. Someone who answers Amen Yeshmei Rabba Mvorach with all of his koach, which Rashi says it means all of his kavana, and Tosfos says it means no, with all of his koach, with his voice, you should say it loudly, will have all of the bad decrees, gzeiros roos, will be torn up, even if he has traces of Avodah Zarah on his record. Second off in a row, where we have a way to be mechaper for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says answering Amen, which is an acronym for Kel Melech Ne'aman, will open up the doors of Gan Eden for a person. Then the daf concludes with eight different suggestions as to which avera it was that caused the churban of Yerushalayim. Abaye says b'shul shechilu b'asa Shabbos v'mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Avohu b'shul shebitlu kriyashma shachros arvis. They failed to do kriyashma shachros arvis. Rav Hamnuna b'shul shebitlu batinok shel beis Rabban. Weren't careful enough to make sure children were learning Torah. We didn't value tinok shel beis Rabban. And in that context, the Gemara tells us three things about the value of the Torah of tinok shel beis Rabban. That first, ein olam eskayim ela b'shvil hevel tinok shel beis Rabban. The world exists because of the Tinok Shel Beis Rabin, of the Torah of Tinok Shel Beis Rabin. Second, Ein Mevatan Tinok Shel Beis Rabin Afilu Lebinyan Beis Hamikdash. If kids are learning, you don't stop them from learning even for the sake of building Beis Hamikdash. And third, Kalir Shein Bat Tinok Shel Beis Rabin Machriven Osa. Any city that doesn't have Tinok Shel Beis Rabin is going to be destroyed, or even Machriven Osa will be completely wiped out. Then the Gemara says another suggestion. Ula suggests maybe the Yerushalayim was destroyed. There was no shame, there was no busha. Rabbi Yitzchak, Bishvil Shuhushvu, Katan Vagadol. They treated the great and the small with equal levels of respect. Rabbi Chanina, Bishvil Shalohochichu, they didn't rebuke each other. Rabbi Yehuda, Bishvil Shabizuba, Talmidei Chachamim. They were Mevazet Talmidei Chachamim. And Rava, the final suggestion, Bishvil Shah, and this will lead us into tomorrow's daf, the discussion, the opening discussion of tomorrow's daf, Bishvil Shah Pasku Mena Anshe Amanat, that there were no longer trustworthy people remaining, and that's why Yerushalayim was destroyed.